to our phones at 877-365-3636, since the stuff is happening here in New York where we are today.
And in Washington, D.C.
And back at home. So plug our phones in, Rob, because this is a lot of times when we've been on the air in these situations, this is the best way to find out stuff that's happening because we know people who are by the Pentagon.
If the phones are working, I know that here in New York City, a lot of people are without phone service because of what has happened.
All right, let me see if we got service. It. Hold on, Mike. All right, well, we can call out.
Let's see what's going on.
All right, flip the switch at 877-365-3636. You can call us on that line, or you can call the... do we have the NEW lines up also? Johnny, what's that number? Hold on a second. 877-692-1027. You can call us on either lines. Let me see. The planes have crashed in the World Trade Center. Christ, it was a mess watching this thing on TV. I got the call that there was a first explosion, and then you could actually see the second plane fly into the building. I mean, it's clear as a bell.
Now, what is the latest we have on one of the towers at the World Trade Center? This has happened. News is breaking on this as we speak.
It collapsed.
I saw it collapse. Well, we don't know that for sure
yet. Yes, absolutely.
Do we know that? Has that been confirmed?
I have seen it, yes. Right. The first World Trade Center building that was hit this morning, which is Tower Number 2, the South Tower.
That was the one that was hit by the 757.
That's right. That has collapsed now. We've seen some of the most horrific things you can imagine. Dozens of people jumping to their deaths out of the building trying to escape, and as Don alluded to, problems in Washington as well, including the reports of a crash or a fire at a helipad at the Pentagon, as well as a fire at the Washington Mall where the monuments are located. The nation is on full terrorist alert. The city of Los Angeles is under full tactical alert, and this is considered a nationwide terrorist attack at this point.
And here in New York, if you're not in the city now, you're not going to be able to get out or get in. All the tunnels are closed. All the bridges are closed. And Buzz, you and I just heard, haven't we closed on every airport in America now?
All airport takeoffs have been stopped across the country in the United States. No planes are taking off in the U.S. until further notice.
All right, let's go to Tom here from New York, who was at the Trade Center and saw the collapse. Todd.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Tom, good morning. Hi, buddy.
Hey, I'm a little on the shock side right now, but
yeah.
I was about maybe Chamber Street, which is about 10 blocks away, and saw maybe four or five bodies jumping out, and all of a sudden, the South Tower just collapsed, and I never seen anything like it, and people, there were tons and tons of people seeing all this, and then all of a sudden, this debris starts coming down West Broadway. And then everybody starts running. People
Buzz, are you monitoring right now? All right, Buzz wants to break in here.
I'm sorry.
All right, what you got, Buzz?
We've heard reports, and those reports have now been confirmed, that the collapse of that first building was caused by an explosion at the base of the building. So apparently a bomb in the building collapsed what remained, causing a third explosion and the collapse of the first building that was hit today.
Yeah, I see.
That was a theory, and now that's been confirmed.
See, on Channel 2 it says a third blast brought down building.
Right.
Christ, what a mess this is. All right, Tom.
Yes, sir.
You saw people jumping out of windows?
Yes, sir. On the North Tower, we saw at least three on the North Tower. And before I got there, there was one before that. But the thing that's really knocked me out was the way the building collapsed. It was incredible. I've never seen anything like it in my life.
All right, thank you, Tom. Thank
sure.
you for the call.
Now,
listen, you got to bear with us on the phones here. We're trying to get our regular number, 877-365-3636. New York, you can call 212-757-1027 or 877-692-1027. This is like something from that Denzel Washington movie.
This is beyond
the siege.
I think really what we're looking at, and when this is all sorted out, this is something beyond what you would see in any movie.
Nation's under attack.
The nation seems to be, right now with we don't have. Do we have updates on what the situation is in Washington? Don, you had mentioned the Pentagon right now.
Yes, a plane flew into the Pentagon also, Buzz?
Yes, that's the report that we've heard, and now the White House, the State Department, the Treasury Department, and the U.S. Capitol have all been evacuated in anticipation of possible further terrorist attacks.
I know the mall is on fire.
Down by all
now,
the
when
monuments.
You say the mall is on fire, are you talking about some of the monuments down there?
I'm talking about
there?
Just fire at the mall. We don't
And Don,
have a picture. The mall is an open space with
yeah, on the bottom of the screen, a crawl on MSNBC, it just says on the bottom, National Mall on fire.
CNN has just reported there has been an explosion on Capitol Hill as well.
Christ's sake!
You know, the news is breaking so fast right now, it's very difficult to keep up to date on everything that we're getting.
Now, are we getting our local, are we getting the D.C. lines going here?
Engineering is working on
it right now, because that's going to be right now. We have a bunch of people from New York who could tell us about the World Trade Center.
Right.
But we also have the lifeline to JFK in D.C. where we're on live right now. Let's, hold on, let me take this call. Excuse me. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Are we able to get any, we've gotten one phone call through, and that surprises me, because a lot of the cell phones are shut down here in New York City.
Let's try another one. Hey, Josh.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, you're on NEW and JFK. Hi.
How are you? I just want to let you know on the president's status. He took off from Florida and was heading back to Washington, D.C. There were some questions about what the president was doing.
And I would imagine with another explosion on the Hill, on Capitol Hill right now, that security precautions for the president are at an all-time high also.
Now, didn't I see him on TV, though, about an hour ago?
He was probably doing that from Florida when he said, that was when we had the initial attack, when someone had flown this plane into the World Trade Center, and he was ordering a full investigation. And that is before what has developed in the last, I would say, half hour. Occurred.
There's so many questions I have, and I know Buzz is monitoring our sister station, Winds, in his ear. The planes that flew into the World Trade Center, they were hijacked planes?
The first one was for sure. We still don't have details on the second one, but the first one was an American Airlines jet out of Boston's Logan Airport, and apparently pilots have a way of sending a coded message to air traffic control to let someone know that they are being hijacked, and that message was sent just before the first plane. I also want to mention that witnesses say that on that second, apparently sort of unmarked or not clearly marked plane that crashed into the second tower, just before it hit, did what's known as a victory wave, where it rocks its left and right wings back and forth before actually crashing into the building.
And Mike, you know a lot more about these planes and stuff than we do.
The 757 is a long-range twin-engine plane that is not as big as a 777 or a 747,
but this is
a long-range plane.
Give it to me, layman. How many seats in an aisle? Is it one of those three-seat jobbers?
No, it is not a three-seat jobber. I think you've got three and three in a 757.
So that's a big plane.
It's a large plane. It's not as large as a 747, but it is, as I said, it is the type of plane that goes cross-country, and it is the type of plane. It is a large plane. It is not as large as a 747, but it's a big enough plane to do an incredible amount of damage, as obviously it has.
And has anybody even started, I hate to be the one to bring this up, but has anybody even started to, at least here in New York, to think about the amount of people who have been killed, injured?
I don't think.
I mean, 40,000 people work in the World Trade Center, right?
I think what you're getting right now is a situation where this is happening so fast that hospitals and ambulances and emergency service people are trying to deal with the situation as it happens.
Buzz, CNN has just recanted. They now say there was no explosion on Capitol Hill.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know how it happens, and I think we have to be as careful as we can also, because in the hours when something like this happens, what you do get is a situation where a lot of erroneous stories come through. And, Buzz, I think it's important because people at this time of day are turning on their radios immediately. And, Buzz, can we get Buzz to give us an update on exactly what's happened so
far?
Please
do, Buzz.
Again, it started this morning in New York, what appears to be a full terrorist attack on the United States, when the American Airlines jet out of Boston, hijacked, slammed into the World Trade Center, one of the two towers, the South Tower. It hit at about the 70th floor of that building. About 18 minutes later, a second plane crashed into the second World Trade Center tower. Since that time, we've seen people jump. There have been explosions and fires reported out of Washington, D.C., and then since that, the first World Trade Center building that was hit by a plane this morning, a bomb went off at the base of that building, causing the entire building to collapse. There were obviously rescue workers and reporters and other people below, medical technicians standing by to help. We don't know how many people we've lost in that respect. We don't know yet, and it will be some time before we'll know how many people we've lost in the crashes into the buildings.
What about the Pentagon? What do you know about that situation?
The false report from CNN one about the explosion on Capitol Hill apparently was actually a reverberation from the Pentagon explosion. And
now, that's
a,
that's another plane that they indicate has flown into the Pentagon?
Yeah, a small plane at a helipad there at the Pentagon caused the fire and explosion there. And
Of course, nearly the damage we're talking about at the World Trade Center.
But it's very scary. I mean, I don't have to underscore this, but it makes us, and for that matter, the world, realize how vulnerable we are if our own freaking Pentagon can be attacked.
Yeah, now you know, I got all kinds of questions about airplanes coming in. I know in D.C. that there are restrictions that you can't fly over certain areas,
right,
you
right.
can't fly over the monuments, you can't fly over the White House.
Those same restrictions apply to when you're flying into New York airports as well, right, with the city center. So
well, then how come we don't have guys up there to... Shouldn't we have guys up there to shoot these planes down?
I think
down?
What you're dealing with in the situation of Washington, D.C., when you're talking about a much much different security situation, you have people ready that if a plane breaks its flight path, that is, there are jets that scramble in a situation like that. But, you know, when you've got a madman that has hijacked a plane, and he has a plane the size of a 757, I'm not sure. What I don't understand, I'd like to know, so many unanswered questions about when the code went through, you know, whether there was anything that could have been done.
And this is obviously something that whoever's doing this has timed this out pretty well, that they've got the two things happening at the World Trade Center, they've got the deal happening at the Pentagon, they've got whatever's happening on the Mall. Let's go to Eugene here in New York, who was around the tower, saw the second blast at the World Trade Center. Eugene.
Yes, hey guys.
Hey, you're on the air on NEW and JFK.
Yeah, I was going with my friend to Midtown. I work on 41st and 3rd.
Yeah.
And I'm going on the FDR where Pier 17, where the big boat is. And all of a sudden, we're driving and we see like a bunch of papers flying in the air. And we're like, what the hell is going on? And there's like a big pillar of smoke. And all of a sudden, it's like boom, like a huge, huge blast. I turn around and I see like fireball, like one big fireball coming into another, a second one from the second building. And it's like a curtain of fire was on the second building that got hit, like all across the surface of the building, like on the 65th floor about, going straight up. And the other building was like Godzilla took like a huge bite out of it.
Yeah,
this is absolutely.
Thank you, Eugene.
Probably one of the most terrifying things that's happened in the United States.
And for those of you listening, wait to hear our regular show today. We ain't doing it today. This is the Don and Mike Show. We are on WNEW. We are on WJFK in New York and in Washington. I think the other stations on our network will pick us up soon. The engineers. Listen, it's only the biggest catastrophe in the history of America. How long till they can get our telephones up? Do you know? They're working on it, Robbie?
They are currently working on it. I think one thing that's slowing them down a bit is that about half the phone service in New York is down.
I've just lost the internet service.
So they're doing their best to do it, and we are in touch with JFK via internet because there's no other way to get in touch with D.C. right now.
So, Buzz, you're still monitoring the sister station here at WNEW-WINS.
1010 wins.
And they are giving you updates. Buzz is going to be giving us updates as he gets them as to what the very latest is.
All right, so you know, this goes from this morning when I'm watching the Today Show, and you know, I've had a whole rap on Katie Couric today because I saw her on the train yesterday, and we had a conversation.
Right.
I'm watching, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, hey, this girl looks pretty good considering that she was on a train last night at 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. They come in with the breaking news that the plane has crashed into the World Trade Center, and you know, you think, oh, tragedy, this is awful. Then 2 seconds later, while they're still on live TV,
yes,
you see the second plane come in. Then you get the thing with the Pentagon, and this is, it's unfreaking believable, and I don't think that people have yet felt the realm of what's going on. I left my building today, and the doorman was standing outside, and you could see the smoke. And I live down by 67th Street, by Amsterdam Avenue. You could see the smoke from the World Trade Center all the way from there. And at that point, it was just registering with him where he said, do you realize that these guys on purpose flew the, this was like an hour and a half ago, on purpose these guys flew the planes into the World Trade Center.
It's truly amazing. And to give it some perspective, you know, even having breakfast about an hour and a half ago, the waitress who had a mother that worked in the World Trade Center, in the building actually next to the World Trade Center, on the phone trying to get information. My brother-in-law, who works on a semi-regular basis, comes down to New York, does his business at the World Trade Center. Anyone, when you have 40,000 employees that are working in this environment, this touches so many people immediately. It's truly a phenomenal tragedy, and that's why I think as this goes on, this, you know, we're at the very beginning of this right now, and as we get more information in, the magnitude of this tragedy is going to prove to be. I don't see how it couldn't be the greatest tragedy in the history of the United States.
And who are the MFers who did this? And I mean, you know, there's going to be, right? There's got to be retribution. I mean, someone's going to...
Well, you know, you're talking about suicide bombings. And, right. You know, you're talking about retribution that is... It probably is the same terrorist that we hear about occasionally. But that is also going to... it's going to be a long time before all this settles down and we find out what's going on.
I see now that all...
If indeed it's over.
All flights to D.C. and to New York are now being sent. All incoming flights are being sent to Canada.
Wow!
So the planes that were in the air, mm-hmm. that were on their way either to D.C. or here to New York, they got to go to Canada.
That's probably for the best.
That's where to go now. Go to Canada. Our phone line 877-365-3636. You got to bear with us because the phones are crazy. 212-757-1027 or 877-692-1027, although I've been told now if you pick up the phone virtually anywhere on the East Coast, I don't know how it is on the West Coast, you can't even get a dial tone in some cases.
Right, absolutely.
This is like a war, and we don't know who the enemy is just yet. As someone mentioned, it's probably the usual suspects. The World Trade Center was the target of an attack by terrorists in 1993, but no one has yet claimed responsibility, and in many cases, nobody does claim responsibility for attacks like these.
I do think, you know, the United States has been aware of the threats from certain fundamentalist groups, right. that have targeted the U.S. before, but I do think what you're seeing right now will be a fundamental change in the way our borders are looked at from this point forward. You are never going to see security in airports anywhere else be the same after today. This is amazing.
I know that you got on me when I kid about this, about building that giant wall around America.
Well, you know what? You know, you might not be too far off there.
It might be time. And let me give you a perspective as someone who was born and raised in D.C., and now we live in New York. We live in both places. I think the feeling in New York is that when the first news that this happened at the World Trade Center, it's awful, but it's happened before.
Right.
I think in D.C. people have a feeling that if you live in D.C., you're invincible, mm-hmm. because you've got everything in the world there. You got the Pentagon there. You got all the juice there. You got the rules that no one can fly anywhere near. And I got to think back at home, those people in D.C. are flipping out more than the people in New York are.
I don't think anybody could flip out more than the people in New York right now when you're talking about the magnitude of what has just happened. The pure numbers that we're talking about here.
Hold
in
on,
New York
we got
City.
Some more. We got some more.
The other building's down.
The other trade center's down.
Both of them down.
Unbelievable.
Jesus Christ.
Was that the result of another explosion or just the stress on the building?
Shotfall.
All right, thank you.
It would certainly seem so. That's what happened with the first one.
I mean, this is like Armageddon. This is too weird that this is happening today.
You're talking about how New Yorkers are reacting to this, and I think they have a certain feeling of invincibility, too. And when that first plane hit, they thought, well, you know, a bad thing has happened in New York. This happens in New York. But to see this orange-colored smoke sweeping over lower Manhattan and to stand next to New Yorkers, lifelong New Yorkers, watching this, gasping, as they saw this happen.
I really, you know, we're doing our job here. We're trying to pass along the information, but I got a sick feeling in my stomach that I've never had doing a broadcast before. Mm-hmm. This is, I don't think this can be described, the amount of the magnitude of what has happened today.
It is so surreal, and I can almost equate it with the movie Independence Day when they mm-hmm. blew up the major things that are right. That mean America. The I believe they blew up the Empire State Building, and to see the World Trade Center actually fall, mm-hmm. it is the most horrifying thing, and you're mixed with fear and mm-hmm. sadness and right. and disbelief.
But get back, you're right, Mike, that it's bad for everybody. It's bad for the people of New York. They feel awful. It's a tragedy. But back in D.C., where we're from, mm-hmm. we've never had anything like this happen. I mean, the closest we've had is when, like, a nut will jump
right.
the gate at the White House, or when the one guy did fly his small plane in into the White House.
Right.
We've never had it. I mean, haven't you guys, like me, always thought the Pentagon is right. absolutely like Superman's... I hate to bring Superman. Is it like the Fortress of Solitude?
It's our Defense Department, for crying out loud.
Impenetrable.
I mean, I know.
And that, just so we update on that situation, we're talking about a fire at the helipad, right?
Right.
That's what happened at the Pentagon.
That's what we've heard.
And for you guys who aren't from D.C., you should know, I mean, you see the pictures of the Pentagon. You see the weird shape of it. But for those of us who live in Washington... You drive on 395, you drive through Arlington. Yesterday when Rob and I were making our way to the airport, we eventually had to take a train. It is no big deal to drive past the sign that says Pentagon, and it's right there, and it's a normal building.
Well,
and
things are going to change right now.
You look at it, and you think it's invincible. Buzz, what do you have?
Nothing new. We're still waiting for more information, and I'm still having a hard time. You talked about the phones being tied up. The Internet is a difficult maneuver as well today.
Well, it would be nice if we could get some phones working, but I understand the gravity of this situation.
We're talking about major communication centers on top of the World Trade Center. Buzz, what do you have?
A Washington, D.C. police airplane has been hijacked. A Washington, D.C. police department airplane has been reported hijacked by 1010 Winds.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, wow.
So this is, you know, this is a major deal that some organization has put together, and the pieces are falling one right after the other. Let's say you live in Chicago, which is another town I've lived in for a long time and worked in. You got to think that if they're hitting New York and D.C., Chicago might be next. How the hell do you stay on alert against something like this happening?
You don't. Right.
That hijacked D.C. plane is headed for Washington. What its point of origin is, I do not know, but the hijacked Washington, D.C. police airplane that has been hijacked is now headed for Washington.
It's headed for the city.
Yes, for the city of Washington, D.C. That's all the specifics we have right now.
All right, you're listening to the Don and Mike Show. Right now we're on WJFK 106.7, Washington, and in New York City, 102.7 WNEW. Obviously, we're not doing our regular show because
we're trying to keep you updated on all the information we have.
Because we're a war, and I mean, we can't even take telephone calls because the phone lines are down. And I've got to think, I know that we all, before we went on the air today, we were going through the same thing, trying to call our families.
Yeah, I'd love to talk to my family and my extended family in particular.
You know, maddening trying to get a cell, I was trying the apartment here, I was trying the house back at home, trying the cell phone. Maddening, everybody's doing the same thing at one time. Buzz, what are you doing? Are you monitoring?
I'm constantly listening to both you and to 1010 Winds, as we also watch CBS television. And I also tried to contact my wife and was unable to do so. So I called my dad back in Kansas and asked him to try. Maybe he'll have better getting luck through getting than I have had.
You know, I'm looking now at another picture here of New York, and the smoke now from both of the towers that have both collapsed is incredible.
Unbelievable.
This is, let's go to Tom. Hold on. We do have someone on the phone.
Good.
We do have Tom on the phone. One guy managed to get through. Here's Tom from New York. Hi, Tom.
Hey, guys. This is Tom again. I told you that I saw the first tower.
Yes, Tom.
I saw the second one go down. Incredible.
Where you at, Tom?
Well, I'm on the West Broadway and about two blocks north of Chambers. And on my block, we saw it from the back of the building. I ran to the front of the building, and the debris is just coming down. It's just like that. Independence Day, incredible. Never seen. I'll never forget this day. I will never, ever forget this day.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
For two beautiful towers, it's gone.
Yeah.
Gone.
It's beyond words.
It's incredible.
The thought that this has happened. And you know, again, not to reiterate the obvious, but that has happened to the two greatest, most powerful cities in America.
I'm sick to my stomach with looking at this, and if you see the skyline of New York City, it is, and the Statue of Liberty, you know, dwarfed by the smoke, it's amazing.
All right. Thank you, Tom. Now it's to the point, now I'm getting handed notes by the general manager about, you know,
what
kids.
What can I hand you there?
Oh, it's a personal note.
Okay.
It just says I love you.
Yeah, right.
Well, it's nice to have support in a time of need.
Let's go to Wally in Brooklyn. Wally.
Hey, how you doing?
Wally, you're on NEW and JFK. Hi.
Hey, how you doing? Listen, I was just driving through Brooklyn. I was in Red Hook right after the first building fell. And I tell you, the suit's falling down all over the place. You can't even breathe out here.
Yeah,
you think it's bad in the city. Wait till the winds start pushing everything over.
So in Brooklyn, it is also very, very, very smoky?
Oh, smoky, suit. I mean, it's all over the place. It's like grandma's old shelf, you know? It's dust all over it.
You know, this is beyond...
Beyond my wildest imagination.
The realm of imagination. And all I can think of, again, is that movie with Denzel Washington,
right.
the movie The Siege, where there were terrorists that were blowing up stuff in New York City, and Bruce Willis came in with the army. And at that point, I remember watching the movie and thinking it's a good movie, but this could never really happen.
You know, it's amazing to think this has happened to everybody. This is not the people that are directly affected right now. Everybody is experiencing this, especially everybody here in New York City. And I've never seen anything like it, and we're getting updates as we speak. But it seems to me if the other tower collapsed, there may have been another explosion. Buzz, are you getting any update on that?
We haven't heard that yet, but because of the location of the explosion and the result that it brought, it would not be a leap of faith to believe that the second building was brought down by a bomb just the first building.
You're going to have information play out as this thing unfolds.
AP is now reporting there's the car bombing at the State Department.
The State Department fortunately had already been evacuated, but that still is not good news.
So whoever the guys are behind this thing,
man,
you know, again, you're talking about
the scope of this is unbelievable.
A hell of a lot of preparation, and then you've got to wonder at some point. Were any of us in on it? Were any of the good guys in on this? I've got to think. You could, all right, let's give these guys, these morons, the benefit of the doubt. But you could hijack a plane from Boston and get through and fly into the World Trade Center. Maybe you do it twice. But then you hijack a police plane, you get the fire
and
at the helipad.
There's not the latest on that we don't have, correct? We don't know what the latest is on that hijacking of the police.
And I want to tell you something.
We're still waiting to hear.
Guys, I'm looking at CNN right now, and for what you described as a helipad fire, the smoke coming out of the Pentagon is similar to the smoke that was coming out of the World Trade Center when the second plane flew into the to the second tower of the World Trade Center. Mike, can you see the
I'm gonna switch over.
You see the picture of that? Can you see that?
Yeah.
Look at that. That's 395 over by Route 27 in Arlington, where the smoke is just billowing out. Offices in D.C. all over are being evacuated
now. Buzz has another update.
That D.C. plane, that D.C. police plane that was hijacked, is now en route to Washington National Airport. It's flying just south of Reagan National Airport right now. Obviously, it's being tracked. It's got to be one of the few things still in the sky right now.
All right, so here's a question, guys. If there is this plane that has been hijacked, at what point do our guys in charge make the decision there are lives on that plane, and you don't want to endanger the lives on the plane? But if you've already had the instance of the Pentagon and the World Trade Center, do you send in, do you scramble your jets, do you just decide, okay, we're going to take that plane
Nobody
out?
Can answer that question. You don't know what the circumstances are. You don't know what the radio communications are on that plane. It's impossible to tell.
It has been confirmed. It is the D.C. Police Department itself that reported the hijacking of the plane. And as difficult as a decision that it would be for anybody to make, it seems pretty obvious that if you could save 1,000 lives by taking out two, you might have to do that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Joe Ardinger? Can you hear me? Are you running our board back at JFK? We're running the board. We should really take a break and try to get our information together.
Let's try to get it together.
Okay, hold on. The phones in New York are completely dead. Fat Johnny, we can get no phones at all here?
We don't even have dial tones to dial out to anybody.
We can't dial out. I guess that means, what about the phones from D.C.? Equally dead?
Our lines are switched, and I'm getting dial tone when I pick them up. However, no calls are coming through. I don't know if the phone company hasn't gotten them switched yet or is having a problem rerouting them here.
All right, then the only phone number right now you're going to be able to get us on that we think we have a chance of working is 877-365-3636.
Yeah, Buzz. A portion of the Pentagon has now collapsed, and yes, it was a plane that crashed into the Pentagon. Part of our Defense Department, our Pentagon, has collapsed.
Jesus.
I'm watching this on CNN right now. I don't think we're wrong to say we're watching this on television for the many people who are stuck in their cars, like the millions of people who can't get into or out of New York. I'm sure D.C.'s roads are just as bad. The Beltway's got to be backed up forever.
There's just been the report of a large plane crash in western Pennsylvania.
All right, listen, I am not being facetious when I say that the world is coming to an end.
Hey, Don.
Today. Something's happening today, folks. This is bad stuff. Hold on.
Let's get our act together.
Well, let's go to line number one. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on NEW and JFK.
No.
You know what it is? Hold on.
Hello, are you there?
Hi, who's this?
Hey, what's going on? It's Victor in the Bronx.
Hi, you're on the air. Good morning.
Going on?
I guess now the engineers have worked the magic. You can call 212-757-1366. 1027 to get through to us at WNEW. What can we do for you?
Yeah, my TV, the blacked out. Any question on that? We're going
Well, I know that Channel 7 had their tower on the World Trade Center.
Yeah.
So Channel 7, you know, Regis is going to be pissed. Channel 7 got knocked off the air this morning.
No, that's a minor thing.
I know that our tower is on the Empire State Building, right? NEW. Hello, Don and Mike. You're on NEW and JFK. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
This is David out in White Plains.
Hi, David. What's happening there?
Actually, nothing. It's just that there's a lot of concern.
Yeah, there is.
We're even being this far out of New York, and I tried calling Brooklyn, and I couldn't get through. The lines are down. I tried calling my house in Brooklyn, and it's down.
So, yeah, now, I see our producer, Lisa, in the next room. Lisa, are you able to instant message on AOL? Is AOL still up? I mean, that would be a viable alternative, mm-hmm. I guess, for some folks. Sure. If your phones are...
You're still monitoring WINS for us?
Absolutely.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
So you're on AOL?
Yeah, I'm able to get an AOL connection, no problem, and I'm keeping up with people at home. Kate says, who I'm communicating with at home, says that Joe was speaking to us over the microphone and that people in the studios could hear him, but the line wasn't coming through to us. So there's now a problem, some kind of problem with the line between home and here.
All right, well, whenever we got to go to a break, they should just be advised. But
hey, can you hear me?
Up, let's go to them. Our New York lines are working at 212-757-1027. It's the Don and Mike Show on WNEW in New York and WJFK in Washington. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
This is Bob.
Bob, where are you from?
From Long Island.
All right, Bob, what's happening in Long Island?
Well, I happen to be on 38th Street and Broadway, and I just saw both of the towers go down. But I got to ask you, is there any way of getting out of the city right now, either by the railroad or by subway?
Yeah, I have to say about that, Buzz.
I know this. Let me just tell you this, that my wife was coming in today on the train, mm-hmm. and I called her. I was able to get a cell about right before we went on the air to tell her she the train had just stopped in Newark. Mm-hmm. So turn around and get the hell out of here. Go back home. So I think trains are still operating. I know if you're going to try to drive into the city today.
No, I'm not going in. I want to go out.
You want to go out?
I think everything going into the city is now shut down. I think I'm more concerned about going out of the city.
I don't think you can get out today either. I think it's the same thing, unless the subway is still running.
Yeah, you don't know. The lower Manhattan subway shut down. All bridges and tunnels throughout New York City are closed right now.
All bridges and tunnels are shut down?
All bridges and tunnels in New York City are closed.
Yeah, so if you're here, you're here.
That sounds... I just want to say one thing that you had a gentleman that just called on the phone, and he's worried about his TV set.
It's communications and people are trying to keep in touch. I understand what you're saying, but people do want to know what's going on, and they are concerned about their loved ones and the safety of them as well.
Shannon, you are on the air, Don and Mike Show on NEW and JFK. Hello.
How are you doing today, Don and Mike?
Hi, we're doing all right, Shannon.
Hey, I'm down here in Fort Belvoir, Virginia.
All right, so we got a call from back at home.
What's happening in the D.C. area?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I just tried to go through Fort Belvoir down here. They're in a level B. They've got, you know, roads shut down. You can't go through Fort Belvoir. Obviously, I'm not with the military, so I had to divert and go around. I heard you say that a report of a plane just went down in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my question is, you made a statement that all planes are being diverted to Canada at this point.
Mm-hmm, right.
How in the world are planes still coming down?
Yeah, it could be a plane that had been diverted.
Planes that were in the air already. I think, didn't we have a report they were going to try to send all those planes to Canada?
Absolutely.
At least it was the planes that were incoming mm-hmm. to either one of the three New York airports or one of the three D.C. airports.
Right.
So it's entirely possible that if a plane left... You know, 2 hours ago from Los Angeles,
they're
for instance, before this happened, they're still in the air, man.
Right. They may be on their way to Canada.
All right. Thank you. Buzz.
For that guy who was asking how you get out of New York City, you walk. Right now, thousands and thousands of people are walking across the Brooklyn Bridge and out of New York City.
All right. Let's see. I understand now that we can take calls from D.C. if Joe pots them up on WJFK, right?
We can try. I think this is a way we can...
All right, Joe, give it a try. Punch one of the phone lines and let me see if we can take a call from D.C. Hello, can you hear us?
New York City.
All right, let's see. I understand now that we can...
No, that's the delay we're hearing.
Forget it. All right, let's go to Rob, who's down on Wall Street. Rob, hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I'm down here at 40 Wall Street, approximately 3 blocks away from the site, and it's almost midnight outside.
Because of the smoke and the debris that
exactly.
The dust has been kicked up.
Exactly.
You want to talk about... The guy who called and said the thing about my TV's not working. I think Buzz had it right that he was concerned he's not able to get his information.
Right.
I had a guy today when I was walking into the building stop me. I had my little pager thing, and he said, "Do you know if Wall Street is open today?"
Yes. Right.
No. They've evacuated everything.
Yeah, and that struck me as incredibly
amazing.
Asinine that while this is going on, you're concerned about your AOL stock?
Amazing. And while we're on the subject, today's New York primary election has also been postponed, as has, by the way, tonight's Yankees game.
You know, no surprise that perhaps, who knows what the timing was. I think we'll find that out later.
All I know is when the towers went down, a solid wall of black came across Chase Plaza between on the back side of 40 Wall fronting Pine Street.
Mm-hmm.
People were sprinting at Olympic speed,
yeah.
And then right behind them, it was a scene, out of a science fiction movie.
Yeah. It's awful. Thank you for the call.
All right.
You're listening to us. We're Don and Mike on WJFK in D.C., WNEW in New York. We do have... I know it's busting balls, but our engineers have done a great job to get a phone system working for us. Here's the number today, 212-757-1027. Let's go to Milt. He's calling us from Arlington, right by the Pentagon. Milt, hi.
Hi, Don. How are you doing?
Hi, we're doing great. What's happening?
Down in Roslyn, they're evacuating all the buildings. Everyone's got to get out of... I mean, everything is completely done. And some of my friends work on Capitol Hill, and I just got word that there was a car bomb out by the Senate building.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It went off?
The car bomb, they're all up in the, they put up in the Hilton, and a car bomb went off by the Senate building about maybe 8 minutes ago. None of the phone lines work here. I tried like 3 different cell phones. I finally got through. Everything is down. You can't get through to anybody.
I know. So what is we know what the feeling is in New York.
The feeling in New York is... Not only sick to your stomach, but fear. There's fear in this city right now.
And I'd like to know, out on the roads, for instance, what road are you on? Are you on 395, 295?
No, I'm actually back home in McLean, right off the 495.
All right, so you're right off the Beltway. How's traffic on the Beltway? I mean, are people leaving the government offices? Are people going home?
Everyone is evacuating D.C. Everyone that can get over, they're trying, but it's completely gridlocked. You can't move anywhere. It's... None of my friends, I've got 2 friends I talked to that are up in the Hilton building, They can't get out of D.C. They've evacuated everything, but nobody can move. The whole town is completely shut down. None of the phones work, so no one can call or talk to anybody.
All right, hold on. We're going to go to Rob in D.C., who's going to tell us now that 395 is shut down in D.C. Rob, is that true?
Yes, sir.
Rob, why is
395 and everything's locked? You got to go around.
Hold on, Buzz has an update. What's up?
I'm simply speculating that the reason that 395 is shut down is
because it goes right by the
angle
Pentagon.
Of approach of that high-tech D.C. police plane.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Either, Mike, it could be either one. It could be on the way to the Pentagon or towards National Airport where that plane's going. So 395 is shut down. Where are they turning you around?
They're turning you around. You got to get on to 495, either south or west, east, to try and get you out of there. Going to Richmond or going to Baltimore. Traffic is back-to-back.
All right, thank you. Let's go to JR. Hello, JR from D.C. Hi.
Hey, Don.
Hi, you're on the air with us.
Sorry, guy. They just said that, all federal personnel have been instructed to leave work immediately. This is on News Channel 8, our rinky-dink channel here.
Right.
But they're also saying that a car bomb went off by the Senate building and also the State Department, and they've called in all of the firefighters and EMS people in the metro region to come into work immediately.
All right, thank you. Now, here's a thought. I know that everybody who's working downtown, the government people, they've got to be let go.
Mm-hmm.
Are you creating more of an opportunity for disaster by letting a million people leave at
one
time?
No, I don't think so. You're talking about the buildings that are targets, you know, and that's what you have to do. You have to get people out of there.
Because there are symbols. That's why they're targets. And, yeah, I think it's a smart thing to do to get people out into the burbs where there's less likely to be an attack.
You know, and again, my only thought about that was when there was the blizzard in 78 in Providence, when the mayor, I know it's nowhere near a similar situation, the mayor of Providence gets on it and says, hey, everybody, there's a blizzard. Leave right now. And you had a million people leaving the city at once.
Right.
But you guys are probably absolutely right that those buildings are the targets. Here's a weird thought. What if they know that those buildings are targets and that we're going to let everybody go?
You never know. You can't speculate. You really can't, because it's impossible to know where this originates from and how large a scale it's on.
Yeah, you're right. All we're doing is guessing here. We're doing the same thing now that we bust balls on when we watch TV.
Well, but what can we do, you know, until you, and Buzz, you have more information.
I just wanted to say that the reason that I've been so vague about exactly what happened at the Pentagon is because everyone else has been as well. We now know, thanks to counterintelligence, spies from other countries have now informed us that it was, in fact, a plane that crashed into the Pentagon this morning. And it was a small plane that crashed at the end where the helipad is. So the pieces of information that we've gotten so far are coming together, but the south end of the Pentagon has crumbled, and we've seen a tremendous amount of smoke there as well. Nothing, of course, like what we're seeing in lower midtown Manhattan.
All right, let's go to Pip. Hi, Pip, you're on the air with Don and Mike. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike. How are you guys?
We're doing all right, thank you.
The thought I had was that if you ever seen the movie Gone in 60 Seconds,
yeah,
the whole idea of the stealing of the cars at night was to boost all of them. By the time they found the first one, the job would be done.
Mm-hmm.
So that maybe the flurry has been done. Maybe there's not a fear of being attacked anymore, and that they have this concentrated attack, and then it's over.
All right, listen, I will give you this. What's your name, Pip?
Yeah.
I'll give you this, that perhaps that's a valid theory, but working it into the plot line of the movie Gone in 60 Seconds with Nicolas Cage is a bit of a stretch.
That's a little shaky, and you know, there's a feeling right now in New York City of fear. I mean, everybody is feeling uneasy.
The airport in Newark, New Jersey, Newark International Airport, is now being evacuated. We don't know why. We simply know that it is, I guess, because it's a possible target. And just an update, that D.C. plane, D.C. police plane, is still in the air, still south of Reagan National Airport. What it's doing, where it's going, I don't know.
All right, you're listening to the Don and Mike Show, and we're on WNEW. New York, WJFK, Washington. The only line you can reach us on right now is area code 212-757-1027. We do have a ton of lines, and you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Jared.
Jared, where are you from?
New York, right in Manhattan.
All right, what's happening, Jared?
I was just looking on the news, and fighter planes have been scrambled in Washington, D.C.
About that time. Yeah, you know, they're probably going after that, the situation we discussed a while ago, that police plane that they hijacked.
Yeah, and the D.C. police have confirmed that their own plane has been hijacked, and as sad as it is to lose whatever police personnel may be on that plane, at this point, I'm afraid we got to do it.
All right, thank you.
I don't think everybody's fully taken the whole picture into view, in that when those two buildings collapsed, they also hit other buildings. You don't only have the World Trade Center collapsing, get other buildings hit, and higher casualties.
For New Yorkers, let me say there are three high schools nearby the World Trade Center. The students were all kept inside, and they are all okay,
good,
at last report.
Well, thank you. It's nice to get some good news.
You know, I'm still looking at the pictures. What they're doing now is they're replaying. Oh, they're going to love doing this for the next 3 days.
Oh, yeah.
They're replaying the building crashing. Let's go to Chad from D.C. on WJFK. Hi, Chad.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing okay, Chad.
I had heard that the State Department bomb, the State Department was denying that there wasn't a bomb that went off in front of the State Department. Now, I don't know about the one.
Now, we had a story. CNN came in and said that they were recanting that. So, you know, this is going to happen in this situation where there's
absolutely
there's stuff that gets reported by CNN or MSNBC, and they just go on the air with it, much like we will if we hear it, because everybody just wants to know as much information as they possibly can.
And
State Department was evacuated. The Capitol's been evacuated. We have, since all that discussion, had the report of a car bomb at the Capitol. We're still, of course, waiting for more information.
All right, let's go to Frank Heyer on NEW and JFK. Hello.
Hello?
Frank, good morning.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Turn down your radio, please, Frank.
Go ahead, Frank. Frank, turn down your radio, okay?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I just think that, I think this may be a warning.
If this is a warning, I'd hate to see what's really going to happen.
Well, I think next time, now we're going to be on alert. You know, I think they may have some serious business here.
Well, I think you're never going to see security in the United States the same, I'll tell you that.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air. Hi.
Yeah, it's Joel from down in Seabright, New Jersey.
Yes, hi, Joel. You're on the air.
Yeah, you can see the smoke from these fires all the way down Asbury Park. It's
amazing.
Into the neighborhoods down here. Starting to get a lot of police activity along Seabright. Looks like they're starting to close the traffic off and heading up towards the Sandy Hook area.
Yeah,
of people trying to get up there to take a look at it.
Well, don't you get the feeling that at some point New York itself is just going to be closed down, that you're not going to be able to go anywhere in New York?
I don't know. Who knows what's going
to
happen? I mean, this is a tragedy of the magnitude that no one's ever seen before.
All right, here is Al in Manhattan. Al, they just evacuated your building in Midtown?
Hey guys, yeah, what happened was I actually saw the whole thing happen right from my office. I could see it, and I look out there, and I see the smoke, and then I saw the second one hit. Everybody freaked out, and because a lot of people had family that worked there.
Right.
And so they started to let some of the support staff go, and then the management went ahead and said that, listen, if we have to evacuate the building, and I guess what they're doing is they're evacuating everything out of Midtown. It's crazy down here, guys.
All right,
it's crazy.
Thank you.
People are running. I mean, there are people crying in the streets, trying to use their cell phones. I'm totally surprised they got through.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you did too, but I'm sorry you wasted the call on us. Yeah, I hope you tried a family or a friend.
I did, but my main concern, I know a lot of people are worried about trying to get out of the city. Listen, what the superiors told us is that Manhattan is shut down. There are no subways. Everybody is walking. There is no subways. There is no way in and out. The path, nothing. Everything is shut down. There's a total block on Manhattan. They're evacuating a lot of the high rises, mainly Midtown, because it's such a popular area. I mean, that's the heart of the USA, man.
That's where we are, Don.
Thank you, my friend. Yes, and that's where I live, Mike.
Right.
That's where I live. Now it's inconveniencing me. Me, personally.
Share the phones. People are scrambling for phones in lower Manhattan. It's nice to think and nice to know in a situation like this, some of the businesses in the area around the World Trade Center have opened their doors to provide water and whatever comfort they can to the people in the area.
All right, we're going to go to Christy now, who's in D.C., stuck on the Beltway. Christy, where on the Beltway are you stuck, honey?
I'm right on the north side, right by Georgia Avenue.
Are you in the inner loop, outer loop?
Inner loop.
Now, is that by where they split the lanes for all the construction and junk?
Yeah, that's probably part of the problem.
Okay, so yeah, that's not necessarily a great representative sample because I think on a normal day at 11 o'clock in the morning, that's going to be backed up because of the construction there. Did you leave work or are you just out?
Yeah, I work out near Dulles Airport, and they evacuated us. And the toll road was moving, but it was heavy. I think they're evacuating most of the businesses around here.
All right, thank you, honey. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Mike on WJFK in D.C. Says he saw the Pentagon go down. Mike.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Okay, where were you, Mike?
I was in Roslyn. Our building overlooks the Pentagon, and actually I worked in the Pentagon for 10 years. We had a lot of employees over there.
Did they get anybody out of that building before that happened?
We were unable to contact any of our folks. We tried calling, and the phones were down.
Another question I would have also would be, how many people did they get out of the World Trade Center before this happened?
Well, there was 40,000 people work there.
And you know, I know that the evacuation, I'm sure, started shortly after the plane went in there.
And the plane hit where? On the 16th floor, was it?
No,
or was it higher up?
The plane hit the first tower at about the 70th floor, and the second plane hit the second tower at about the 55th floor.
Well, I don't know where I hear the 16th floor. I'm just out of my mind with this. Let's go to Sean in D.C., JFK says he saw the plane go into the Pentagon. Is that true, Sean?
Hello.
Did you see the plane hit the Pentagon?
Yeah, we. I work in Pentagon City.
What kind of plane was it, Sean?
American Airlines.
Oh God.
I don't know how to classify the plane, but it was like, a passenger plane.
Mm-hmm. All right, hold on. You know what? You guys got to give me a second here. Hold on, Sean. We are going to do a sync up live and go on our network in approximately 14 seconds.
All right.
Okay, so while we do that, let me say that Buzz is here. He'll give us a total update as soon as we sign on our network that we have. Probably don't have to give me the countdown. I can read the clock, for goodness sakes. There we go. Hi, and welcome to the stations on the network. It's the Don and Mike Show today from 1027 WNEW in New York, also live on WJFK in Washington, D.C. If you are tuning in to hear our regular Wacky Gab Fest, you ain't going to hear it today, folks, because...
We are live in New York City, the scene of one of the greatest tragedies in national history, the collapse of the two World Trade Center towers.
And back at D.C., the Pentagon has also been hit. There is a plane that is a hijacked police plane that is flying towards D.C. There's been reported bombings. We will tell you that Manhattan is closed down. Mm-hmm. You can't get in. You can't go out. Washington, D.C., all of the government... workers have been excused from work. The Beltway is a mess. If you're joining us right now, live, and you're just hearing about this, let's go to Buzz and get a total update on everything that's happened. Buzz.
And there have been evacuations in Washington as well. It started at about 9:45 Eastern time this morning, a widespread terrorist attack on the United States, starting with the crashing of an American Airlines commercial passenger jet that had been hijacked out of Boston's Logan International Airport, crashed into one of the two 90-some-story World Trade Center towers here. About 18 minutes later, to the disbelief of everyone, a second plane crashed into the second tower at about the halfway point. Since that time, bombs have gone off at the bases of both of those buildings, causing both of them to collapse on the rescue workers and many of the people below. Dust and a crumbling building, ash and paper scattering across lower Manhattan, much of New York and into New Jersey now covered with smoke. As Don mentioned, there have been attacks in Washington, D.C. as well. U.S. counterintelligence has confirmed that a small plane crashed into the south end of the Pentagon near a helipad, causing part of our Defense Department, our Pentagon, to collapse. There have been evacuations of the White House, the Capitol, the State Department, the Treasury Department. There has been the report of a fire on the Washington Mall, and many evacuations in Washington, as well as now the report of a car bomb at the Capitol as well. We know that planes in Los Angeles, the United States Air Force put on full tactical alert, and we understand now that planes are scrambling in Washington, D.C., apparently in an attempt to intercept a hijacked Washington, D.C. Police Department airplane that is on its way to Washington's Reagan National Airport. No airplanes are being allowed to take off anywhere in this country, or for that matter, now land. Any planes in the air with U.S. mainland destinations are now being diverted to Canada. We have also had the report of a large plane crash in western Pennsylvania.
Now, as it turns out, this was part of our broadcast schedule to do the show from our New York station this week. So we are based in Manhattan, 1027 WNEW, and we're also live in D.C. on WJFK. And now our network is on the air. The only phone number you can use to get through today, because the phones are screwed up, please keep this number, 212-757-1027. That's the only number you can use to call us today.
What we are going to try to do is take as many of your phone calls as we can to get updates from here in New York City, and also with Buzz continually giving us updates. He is monitoring our sister station, WINS, here in New York City. They are giving us continuous updates. This is a breaking story. Things are developing as we speak, and Buzz has brought us up to speed on everything that's happened.
All right, and I just want to add that although there are no official counts of casualties, do not be surprised numbers in excess of 10,000 people, judging from the number of people who work normally in the World Trade Center and considering all the other points of attack today.
All right, so we'll get your calls from both D.C. and New York City and the other cities that have joined us. Just let me say, this is WNEW New York and WJFK FM Manassas, Washington. Let's go to Jason. Let me see if I got this right. Jason, hi, you're on the air. Jason from D.C.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
Okay.
Just left Northern Virginia, Alexandria. I was down at the Hoffman Building. They've evacuated basically every federal government building in Maryland, D.C., as well as Virginia now. The Beltway, it's just a mob scene. I just hopped off of it, as a matter of fact. I'm now on River Road, and it's even backed up.
You know, and I've got another question, and I'm sure it's a question that parents, not only in New York, but in D.C. have as well. Right. If you got a kid in school,
right.
At what point do they make the decision even if a school is not a target, is nowhere near any of the buildings in Manhattan or the monuments or the Pentagon in D.C., at what point do the schools decide they're going to call it off? And then what a mess getting...
It's a question of getting parents to pick up kids, and in a tragedy like this, that's what always
and
happens.
And I know here in Manhattan, if I can imagine if you've got a kid in school in Manhattan and you live on the island or you live in right. Connecticut or vice versa.
Well, Buzz had mentioned that the city is so shut down here in New York that people are walking across the Brooklyn Bridge. Is that
right? Yeah, walking out of the city.
I guess that's what you do if you live in New Jersey. And your kid goes to school in New Jersey, and you made it into the city today to go to work.
And the city shut down. You walk. If they're letting people walk, obviously, across the Brooklyn Bridge, there's no car traffic going in or out of the city right now.
That's correct.
All right, let's go to Tony. Okay, let me figure this out. Tony, hi, you're on the air on JFK and NEW. Hello.
Hey, Don, Mike. It's an unfortunate scene that we have to tell you how great you two guys are on such a tragic day.
Well, I got to tell you something, Tony. Being here in the city right now and seeing people here that live here full time, mm-hmm. The magnitude of this tragedy is what I cannot begin to fathom. It is just.
And I don't think it's going to hit us. Don't you agree?
We sew it all up.
The numbers see the people getting taken out of these buildings.
Right. I was leaving Columbia Pike area, and I heard a huge bomb go off. I left the area. It's crazy because everyone's evacuating, so I couldn't really confirm exactly what was going on. But one point I think I want to point out, I don't think a lot of people are emphasizing on, is the fact that with that hijacked D.C. plane coming from the south there, of course, Woodrow Wilson Bridge was always gridlocked. It can create another big problem.
Well, you're speculating, and I appreciate that, but who knows what the intent of
what this guy is saying is that if you get the Wilson Bridge back, that's a target. But really,
you never know.
Anything
can be a target because of the simple fact that we can't divert that plane to hit its target, it will probably do what it wants. Can do to create more havoc with a lot of cars always going there, always gridlocked.
But let me just say, Tony, at this point in D.C., with the Beltway, as we know it, any point on the Beltway at this point could be a target, not just the Wilson Bridge. You're talking about the Cabot John Bridge, the American Legion Bridge, Georgia Avenue, the Mixing Bowl in Springfield, sure. Anywhere where there's a concentration. David. In New York, let me find it, line number 9.
If you're not in a car, don't get into one. And nationwide, people would be wise to stay off the telephone to clear up as many phone lines as possible.
Hello, Dave, you're on the air. Hi, Don and Mike on NEW and JFK. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
We're doing okay, thanks.
Okay. This is David from the Bronx.
Yes, David.
Okay, the reason I'm calling is because I'm very concerned because all the officers, all the cops and firemen are going downtown.
Yes.
And that leaves room for vandalism in the city. I've seen it happen before where, vandals just break into stores and all that. Is all the cops going up to the city, or is there any protection for
right
people
now,
in the city?
Right now, we don't have information as to, where the manpower in the city of New York is allocated, obviously.
I got to think there's a backup plan at some point.
You've got plans in place for this.
You don't leave your stores and your banks wide open.
Right.
Although there's no doubt that most cops are going to where they're needed.
Sure, of course.
But I would think that by this point, the New York police, same with the D.C. police, they've called all the guys who have the days off, and they've said, hey, guess what?
Exactly.
Strap it on and come to work. Let's go to Mike, who's out at Andrews Air Force Base in Prince George's County. Mike, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing all right, my friend.
Yeah, it's crazy down here. They're kicking all the contractors off the base. Planes are flying. Air Force One left, and now the president's just flying in. That's why they're kicking everyone off the base, all civilians. It's crazy.
The National Guard's just been called up in New York through a request from Mayor Giuliani to Governor Pataki.
All right, let's go to Vance, Fort Washington. Vance, what's happening in Fort Washington, Maryland?
Hey, buddy, Don, you guys live down here in this area. And
yes.
Besides the guy that just said those, besides the military planes, it is so weird. I mean, the hair is up on my arms. It's so weird to look up in this D.C. sky and not see, 25 planes at once all over National.
It's amazing.
PWI going to Dulles. This is the weirdest feeling, and it was so strange. I had a job I had to go look at today, and I would have gone up Route 1 right by the Pentagon, but I got called and had to go look at another job. And, man, when I found out, I got back in the truck, and I found out what was happening. I was listening to the morning show here in WJFK, and it's this is just a spooky feeling, man. I feel terrible, what's going on. I mean, it's like I said, I think tonight everyone's just going to get this big lump in their throat and it's going to hit home, and it's an amazing thing.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Hey,
Oh, hold on, we lost him.
What's the latest buzz? What do you have? Anything?
I don't know. There's just been a problem with my headphones. I lost the feed just now.
Yep. There, you got it back?
Not yet, no.
Okay, I don't think that's all it, Robbie. Right.
I will check into it.
Our phone number is 212-757-1027. It's the Don and Mike Show on WNAW and WJFK. Let's go to Tony. Tony in New York. Tony, hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I just want to know, like, where's the security in New York City, man? How can all this happen in one day, man?
All right, well, Tony, let me play devil's advocate with you.
Yeah.
This is the biggest city in America, one of the biggest cities in the world. How do you possibly plan
individuals? You're talking about individuals that did this. And it's impossible to stop that.
How do you plan two guys from flying airplanes in the World Trade Center?
Yeah, but you want to know something? This is what we get for helping other countries, man.
Well, you know, I think what we're hearing from Tony, you know, listen, this is going to be days of this. You're going to hear the anger. You're going to hear people upset. You can't stop this type of thing. That's been proven before.
All right. Thank you, Tony.
No problem.
All right. Let's go to Krista. She's calling us from Rockville, Maryland on WJFK. Krista, hi, baby. What's happening?
Oh, it's totally crazy down here. There's a total mass exodus. I'm on 355 just trying to get back home. I wasn't even trying to get out of the city, and it's like a mass exodus here. 355 is a total parking lot. It's ridiculous.
You know, I'm wondering at what point are they going to do in D.C. what they did in New York. At some point, are they just going to shut the Beltway down and say...
I think eventually you're going to see the transportation come to a standstill because they have to deal with the situation and get the area secure, you know, like they're trying to secure New York, you know, which is no small task, and secure Washington, D.C.
I think the good news is that we've been on the air now. We went on before our shift started today. We've been on a little over an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing new has happened in the last hour.
Thank God. Yeah, it seems like it's calmed down. We shouldn't get too happy, but yeah, it does appear that things have calmed down for now.
All right, let's go to Mario, who's calling from New York. Mario, you're on NEW and JFK. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Okay.
I'm a little freaked out right now.
Aren't we all? Join the club.
Just waking up and then finding out that my fiance is working down on 40th Street downtown.
Oh, God bless you. I hope our prayers are with you, my friend.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys.
I mean, really.
Thanks a lot. And to make even matters even worse, then I find out that her father's working downtown in, well, you guessed it, World Trade.
Well, you know, so many people work there, and our prayers go out to everybody in the city of New York that has family, and not necessarily in the city of New York, because the World Trade Center has people all over the country. And it's anyone that's had anybody in their family that has worked there, our prayers go out to you.
Absolutely, guys. Absolutely. So you can imagine I'm making like 15, 20 phone calls already. I woke up at like 9 in the morning.
Buzz has an update.
Excuse me, Buzz has
just a pinch more information.
Thank you.
Airlines will be having a news conference in about 17 minutes in which they're going to talk about the fact that the FBI was already investigating a hijacking, apparently through them, just before the first plane crashed into the World Trade Center here in New York this morning at about 8:45 Eastern Time. And they will be talking about that. Obviously, FBI offices across the country have been put on alert. All FBI agents in America, regardless of their location and regardless of what they were working on or what they normally do, are now working on investigating this.
Okay, and Rob, you're going to get that so we can pull that up? We're going to get that live. I'd like to give... my first Donnie of the day, given the statuette that I give out to the networks. The first one will go to CNN for their fantastic graphic, the red, white, and blue graphic that says America under attack.
Okay.
Thank you, CNN, for being the first your graphics department working on this.
Way to be responsible.
And Buzz, let us know when that press conference is going to happen.
Absolutely.
We now have the capability to bring it to you. You're listening to Don and Mike. We're on WNEW New York, WJFK Washington, and I guess other stations on our network have picked this up.
I believe some.
This is the only phone number to get us on today, 212-757-1027. Let's go to John in New York. John, you're on NEW. Hello.
Thank you, gentlemen, for covering this event. How are you doing?
We're doing all right, Johnny.
I don't want to be premature, but I'm not so much concerned with who did this. But what are we going to do? What are we going to learn from this to keep it from happening again?
You know, I am too. I completely agree with you about that. As far as who did it, that is not nearly as important to me right now as what we're going to do in the future to secure our cities and our country. And I think, you know, as I said before, what's going to come out of this, you're never going to see travel within the United States and certainly travel, you know, coming into the United States the same. You can't. It'll have to be changed forever.
I never imagined that the Pentagon...
We have the furniture from within or without. We have no idea who do stuff like this in the future. That's the whole thing.
I never imagined that the Pentagon could be attacked. I mean, how do you prepare for that any more than having the Pentagon on the case?
Well, you're talking about an airplane, Buzz.
Right.
You're talking about, you know, when an airplane, you know, gets hijacked,
right,
and it's in a flight pattern, you know where they go. They fly right over the Pentagon. Anybody that's flown into the National Airport, you know, that's the way it works. And they, you know, when they're hijacked, that answers your question.
It takes mere seconds to divert that plane, but it's just hard to fathom that our own Defense Department could be attacked.
Hey, guys, while you're talking, I'm watching CNN, and the shots now of the streets of Manhattan are like something seriously out of the movie Independence Day, with people running around.
Yeah.
Same thing in downtown D.C. People are running out of the buildings like crazy. Many federal buildings evacuated in the D.C. area. The entire city of New York has been closed down. Let's go to Scott in New Jersey. Scott, hi, you're on JFK and NEW. Hello.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
How are we doing? All right.
I can see pretty much everything that's going on from over here. Absolutely devastating. I can't imagine you guys in the middle of it.
It is.
I just want to say, and I'm not saying it is, but if this is the work of religious zealots done in the name of whatever God it is that they worship,
amen,
then may our God, who has united our nation indivisible,
yep,
deliver a swift judgment upon those who have
absolutely
done
this. You know what? And amen. I think I do speak for everybody in this city and the rest of the country. When something like this happens, Americans come together. And I think that we will come together with this. And, you know, if you're doing this, as I said before, if you happen to be, you know, we're speculating right now, a religious zealot saying you're doing this in the name of God,
yeah,
there is no God that wants this.
And I sure don't want to hear, and I'll probably be one of the people doing it myself, mm-hmm, 2-3 months down the road from now, after this is forgotten, and
right,
after it's in a rearview mirror, we're trying
right
to move.
If it can be.
No. But I mean, at some point, it will be. I'm not trying to make light of the situation, but I'm saying,
oh, I know you're not,
2 or 3 months from now, when it's not right up there in the front, I hope that people, myself included, don't bitch about at the airport
right
being stopped to have someone look through your bags.
Look for your air travel never to be the same.
Because I know that I'm one of the guys that you would hear me getting on the radio bitching, saying I was trying to get on a plane today and I couldn't do this.
Right.
Let's go to Rich, see if I got this correct. Rich, you're on WNEW, WJFK. Hi.
How you doing?
Hi, it's the Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Good. Listen, Nassau County Cops and Long Island Medical Center is on staff right now. All the cops in Nassau, well, not all of them, most of them went out to the city. They're sending out Suffolk County cops, too.
And our prayers and our best wishes go to all those emergency people that are going to be working in the city of New York and in Washington, D.C., to get this situation under control. And, you know, there are going to be some long days ahead for these people that do the good work here in the city.
Let's go to Buzz. Buzz.
U.S. fighter jets are now scrambling for a plane they say is headed for the Pentagon. I don't know if that would be the same D.C. police plane that was hijacked earlier.
Shoot that plane down.
Yeah.
Shoot it down. This is war.
Yeah.
This is war. Let's go to Ruben in New York. Ruben, you're on NEW, JFK. Hello.
How you doing?
Hi, good morning, Ruben.
Good morning. Yeah, this is very tragic what's going on. I believe that as Americans we should all put our flags out and show them that we're not going to go down with this and we're going to stand up for ourselves.
No, you know, whatever does it for you and for everybody else, that's a good idea. I mean, I know that when you have something like this, we have to collectively in this country, psychologically, we have to do things to get us through this. And if that works for you, I think that's a terrific idea.
You know, I was telling Mike before the show today when we walked in, I said to Mike, hold on, I'm hearing myself in delay there, Pete. Take that down. I said to Mike, for today's show, think Challenger. And
right,
that was one of the worst shows that we ever had to broadcast.
Right, exactly.
The day the Challenger exploded. But it was a day when you could let down your guard. You didn't have to worry about being funny.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have to worry about being zany or topping people with lines. And for a while after the Challenger, just what you were talking about happened. Everybody came together.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What I'm wondering is, how long is it going to take after this happens for people to stay together. Like I said, you know, three or four months from now, I'll probably be the type of guy that's pitching at the airport.
Well, you never know. And you know, I think when literally, and I'm not trying to make a pun here, when all of this settles and we see the magnitude of this tragedy, this is going to be like nothing that's ever happened to the United States before. And that is when things are going to change. And, you know, something like this does not happen without major change from, you know, airport security all the way down to, you know, the way we live our lives.
And how many of you, like me, let's look at this from a different standpoint for just a second, felt, as I watched this unfold this morning, and I saw Bush go on TV, take aside the way you feel about politics for a second.
Right.
Let me ask you a question. Right now, who would you rather have in charge with this going on, Bush or Clinton? And I mean, I know we've goofed about this and we joked during the elections. For some reason, I feel more secure with Bush in charge.
Even though
the guy's a dope.
Right now, you know, whoever the person is in charge, we have to stand behind that person.
I agree.
You know, and I think that we are the country, the greatest country in the world, and I think we have to band together. And you know, right now, who's in charge and who's taking care of things, it sure as hell matters to some people. But you know, for the people that are affected by this tragedy down at the World Trade Center, you know, it doesn't really matter to them right now.
I think it's the military leaders at this point who are really coming to play more than the president himself. I mean, obviously, he makes the final call.
I would venture to say the president of the United States is being told what to do right now.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And that would be regardless of it was Bush or Clinton.
Exactly. It wouldn't matter who it is, because certain things take place, certain precautions, protocol take place.
All right, let's go to Andrew here on NEW and JFK. Andrew, hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I know this probably isn't the appropriate time, but I was just thinking that it's not great to see the collapse over and over again. You know, I don't think it reassures people.
I agree.
But you know what? Welcome to the world in which we live in. You're going to see it continually now.
But I call on that. I mean, I really do. You're talking about something of this magnitude, you got to change some rules, and I agree. I think that every time I see that, you report it, but you're not doing any good by showing it.
And even more than that, CNN was just showing a riot scene down on Wall Street that was really about the most horrifying thing I've ever seen, and it's not doing any good to show people that, to show other Americans at their absolute time of panic.
Right.
You're not helping yourself.
Now, Buzz, what is this I'm seeing on the bottom of the screen on CNN? It says, second lost American Airlines flight was from Dulles to Los Angeles. Second lost American Airlines.
That is new information.
American Airlines confirms loss of two flights. What is that about?
That would be the one that went down in Pennsylvania, perhaps?
It could be. We're just going to have to wait to hear from them. And
United Airlines passenger jet crashes near Pittsburgh.
Okay, that's the one in western Pennsylvania. So apparently, and American will confirm or deny this in about 7 minutes, apparently both of the planes that went into the World Trade Center, although this doesn't make a lot of sense. I know that the first plane that crashed into the first World Trade Center tower was an American Airlines jet from Boston to Los Angeles, was its original destination. I don't know how a plane... I would be surprised that a plane would make it all the way up here from Dulles before some kind of action had been taken, if, in fact, that Dulles plane was also headed
to Los
Angeles.
That's what they just said on CNN, from Dulles to Los Angeles. Let's go back to calls here. Don and Mike show on WNEW, WJFK. Our phone number, 212-757-1027. Raymond. Hello, Raymond.
Yeah, hi, Don and Mike. This is Raymond. There was a report on watching Baltimore News. I'm in Maryland. And there was a report that a plane crashed near or at Camp David, and also one plane crashed in the Maryland suburban area. And the FBI knew about four hijackings prior to all the crashes. The Red Cross is asking people to go to the hospitals and donate blood.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
If you're looking for something to do, that's a great idea.
But this is if that's true, this is a mess that's just growing out of control.
And don't come into the city to do that, obviously. If you're out in the burbs, give blood in the burbs, and the Red Cross will get the blood into town.
Let's go to Amanda. Amanda, hi, from D.C. You're on with Don and Mike. Hello.
Hi. You guys mentioned something about the schools. I'm in D.C. area now. Arlington County is staying open. D.C. keeps changing their mind. Now they're saying to pick up the children if you have an ID, and PG is closing 2 hours early. So they're not really doing anything with the schools.
All right, well, no, that's three of the school systems in the D.C. area are figuring out what to do.
Yeah, I know. D.C.'s changed her mind. I've been watching the news, and in the last three minutes, they've changed it from we're closing to we're not.
You know, in D.C., it's like when it snows in D.C.
Yeah. Right.
I think it's going to be the same thing like when the plows come out after there's already a foot of snow on the ground.
You know, they're reacting to the situation as it develops.
All right, let's go to Laura, who is near Dulles Airport out in suburban D.C. Laura, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, great. You're on the air.
It is just crazy here. I'm on Route 28, which is the road that leads to Dulles Airport.
Right.
And it is total gridlock.
It's gridlock on 28?
Mm-hmm.
Now this...
And I picked my kids up from school. I pulled them both out of school. And all the schools in Ashburn, which is a suburb close to the airport, all the schools are locked down. They have to show ID. They've got all the doors locked.
Yeah,
just
all right.
Unbelievable.
All right.
And getting to 28, all the undercover vehicles are going to the airport.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, this is happening as we speak.
All right, that's Laura. She's on Route 28 at Centerville near Dulles Airport. Buzz, you got something, or are you just monitoring something?
We're hearing reactions now from various religious groups, religious leaders. The spiritual leader of the Hamas says that he does not, of course, endorse attacks on civilians or innocent people, but he says the United States needs to realize that it, too, can suffer as other countries and people in other countries
have suffered.
He better
shut his mouth.
At least one other terrorist organization has taken credit for the attack, but now another one is chiming in, so it's really hard to know who to believe at this point.
All right, let's go to Anthony in New York. With Don and Mike on WNEW and on WJFK. We want to thank Pete Johnson, our New York engineer.
Engineers here at NEW have been doing a great job.
You can't get a dial tone anywhere in Manhattan, but we do have our phone lines working at 212-757-1027. Here's Anthony from New York. Anthony, hi.
How you doing, Don and Mike?
How are we doing? Okay.
Terrible day.
Yes, it is. No doubt.
Yeah, this will go down in history as one of the worst in the history of the United States.
CBS has just reported that there were 8 hijacked planes. They're still looking for 4.
Oh, Christ. So still 4 out there.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Anthony.
All right, buddy.
Let's go to Tim in New York. Tim, hi. You're on NEW, JFK.
How you doing, pal?
Doing all right.
I was wondering if you think today's date has any significance with all the trauma and emergency being caused, with today's date being 911.
You know, I don't know. I don't think it would. I wouldn't think that...
I don't think they're that bright.
I think they are. I think that it would have
that's
more...
That's kind of clever, though, isn't it?
Well,
911?
It would have more maybe significance that probably wouldn't relate to in this country.
All right, now they're reporting on CNN that part of the Pentagon has collapsed.
Yes. We, in fact, had mentioned
that
was earlier. Yeah, earlier. American Airlines is making its statements now.
Oh,
American
can
says,
I pot it up?
I don't know. They may have already made them. I can tell you what has been said. American Airlines says it lost 2 planes today. As you mentioned earlier, 1 Dulles to Los Angeles. That's the one that went down in western Pennsylvania. And also the one that was bound from Boston to Los Angeles. That's the first one that crashed into the World Trade Centers today. American Airlines says it lost a total of 156 passengers in those 2 crashes.
Hold on. Let me see what I'm getting here.
Crashed. So we now have at least 2 commercial airline companies in the United States. American Airlines reporting 2 of its passenger jets down, 1 flight Dulles in Washington to Los Angeles, and then another flight from Boston to Los Angeles down, and now we have United Airlines reporting at least 1 airline or airliner down.
All right, she doesn't have any new information there. Philadelphia landmarks have also been evacuated now. The Liberty Bell, the all of your tourist spots in Philadelphia have been evacuated. As I mentioned, I think a while ago, I've got to think, if you live in Chicago, you've got to go. You got to go downtown. You got to clear the Sears Tower, for goodness sakes.
Right.
You got to go down to the Miracle Mile. You got to go down to Lakeshore Drive and get people the hell out of there.
And you know, if you have people here in New York City, in Washington D.C. that work at the Pentagon, I'm just going to ask everybody say a prayer. Whether you believe in whatever God you believe in, just there are a lot of people that are impacted. When you see the pictures of these people and the reactions that not just the people that were directly involved in this tragedy, but people that have loved ones down there at the World Trade Center, you know, take a pause. And this is just going to continue to develop as the greatest tragedy in the history of the United States.
It's a freaking serious best situation.
It's phenomenal.
The mainland United States under attack like we've never seen it before.
It's 11:30 on the East Coast. Don and Mike show on WNEW New York, WJFK Washington. Let's go to Frank from New York. Frank, hi, you're on with Don and Mike.
This is Frank. Listen, I just wanted to tell you, I hope the rest of the country feels the same. I'm 53 years old. I'm a Vietnam vet. I'm a business owner. I'm here every day. I take this very seriously, my business. I'm ready to drop, lock the doors, close the gates, pick up arms. My government needs me. I'm ready. I'm going.
I'll tell you right now, I don't think you're alone in that.
There's a lot of people who feel the same way, and I think that this is going to hit home with a lot more people than an isolated attack.
Absolutely.
Somewhere. The
Pearl
fact,
Harbor.
Yeah, the fact that New York and Washington have been
absolutely
hit, and planes are going down in Pennsylvania, and you've got the other plane that's
massive,
that's careening out of control. Absolutely, yeah. I got to feel the same way. Let's go to Gary from D.C. on WJFK. Gary, hi, you're on the air with Don and Mike. Hello.
Hi, how you doing, guys?
We're doing all right.
Yeah, first off, I want to commend you guys for the approach you're taking today, going from the usual.
Oh, well, listen, how could you possibly get on the air today and do a regular show?
Yeah, we've got, you have bigger fish to fry on a day like this. This is, I don't think anybody, I don't remember anything that remotely approaches this. And everybody's reacting to it, and being here in the middle of New York City is, it's a strange feeling. It's a feeling that you get in the pit of your stomach, and we're all reacting to it at the same time.
Someone just done some research. It's the first attack on D.C. since 1812.
I think that would be the last time we attacked.
Yeah, I mean, I know I said that in New York before, that the World Trade Center has been terrorized before, but in D.C., really, I think we had a feeling of invincibility that. We live in Washington, D.C. What the hell could ever happen to us here?
Right.
Anyway, I'm sorry, Gary, go ahead.
That's okay. I'm on a 95.
Bus, hold on a second. You got something, Bus?
United Airlines says it has also lost a plane today and is concerned about the welfare of one other. We do not know whose planes crashed where. We now believe that the plane that crashed into the south end of the Pentagon was a United Airlines jet.
Oh,
we're still waiting to hear more from United on that.
All right. Thank you, Buzz. Gary, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm on 95 North, stuck in traffic to go across the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. And you see people in their cars, people are crying.
Yeah.
My wife, she works on Capitol Hill. I work normally right across from the White House. I was out at a client today.
You sure
want
to get
news.
You want to get in touch with your loved ones in a situation like that, and that unfortunately is not an easy task, especially here in New York with the phone situation.
No phone lines in New York. The only lines that I know that work in New York right now are the lines that people are calling us on.
Well, I tell you, I've been trying to call my wife for almost 2 hours. I can't get hold of anybody, but I get a hold of you guys. So. You're right, hats off to your engineers there. But I know you guys don't have the answer to this, but want to know, where do we go from here as far as...